This is from Health Impact News, Brian Shilhavy. Death rates skyrocket in Israel following Pfizer experimental COVID vaccines. They're killing people across the planet now. We have previously reported how Israel rapidly vaccinated the highest percentage of their population because their government struck a bargain with Pfizer to secure millions of doses, blah, 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 blah. To date, 53% of the Israeli population has been vaccinated. I'll give you the stats on how many the gene therapy has killed as Wisdom Wednesday continues next.
Okay, yes, we're bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money, and that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no? See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man whom I greatly admire. He's a Swedish physicist, Gustav Bjornstrand. And he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers, and he doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare now, and that everything that you hear now contributes to turning you into a robot. And when I was at Findhorn, I met this extraordinary English tree expert who had devoted his life to saving trees. Just got back from Washington, lobbying to save the redwoods. He's 84 years old. He always travels with a backpack because he never knows where he's going to be tomorrow. And when I met him at Findhorn, he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "New York." He said, "Ah, New York, yes, that's a very interesting place. Do you know a lot of New Yorkers who keep talking about the fact that they want to leave but never do?" And I said, "Oh, yes." And he said, "Why do you think they don't leave?" I gave him different banal theories. He said, "Oh, I don't think it's that way at all." He said, "I think that New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves, and the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride in this thing they've built. They've built their own prison, and so they exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they no longer have, having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they've made or to even see it as a prison." And then he went into his pocket and he took out a seed for a tree and he said, "This is a pine tree." He put it in my hand and he said, "Escape before it's too late." See, actually for 2 or 3 years now, Chiquita and I have had this very unpleasant feeling that we really should get out. That we really should feel like Jews in Germany in the late 30s. Get out of here. Of course, the problem is where to go, because it seems quite obvious that the whole world is going in the same direction. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being before he was extinguished, and that this is the beginning of the rest of the future now, that from now on there'll simply be all these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing, and there'll be nobody left almost to remind them that there once was a species called a human being with feelings and thoughts, and that history and memory are right now being erased, and soon nobody will really remember that life existed on the planet.
The Crusade Channel, your 24/7 news, talk, and solutions radio station. Now beaming our signal to the entire human race via shortwave at 5850 kilohertz. Didn't see that coming, did you?
We know now where Brian K. goes to breakfast at Ramada Inn Buffet, if there is such a thing remaining. Because everybody lines up for mac and cheese and minnows. Just hold on there, fella. I'm the one that deleted the minnows, okay? It was messing with, it was messing with my makeup. Don't you see? Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel now blasting our signal to the entire human race at 5850 kilohertz. 100,000 watts of bastard redheaded stepchild of all media broadcasting power. Don't get that anywhere else, buddy. Our Crusader Stadium chat room, if you want to talk about all the issues and then partake of all the inanities surrounding said issues, well, have I got a deal for you. And it's included in your Founders Pass membership. What? You're not a Founders Pass member? Well, step right up there, Hoss. Let's make this portion of the program brought to you by the Founders Pass membership. This is the place to be. As cancel culture now has taken out Mayor Giuliani off of you, boob, what exactly is left? You know, we made the determination that even if you, boob, unlocks our live streaming account, I'm not giving them content. I'm not playing these creeps game. So if you want to listen to or watch the Crusade Channel, you will do it at crusadechannel.com and in our TV stream, which you have to be a paying premium member. I hope 100 of you upgrade today to Basic Plus TV or Founding Brother Premium Plus TV. Founding Fathers and Crusaders, your grandfather Dan, you get the TV. And if you're listening on the preview stream out there anywhere in the world or on shortwave, you can always watch the show with a TV-only subscription for a mere $4.95, I think, per month. Sign up right now today at or upgrade your membership to Founding Brother Premium or Founding Brother Premium Plus TV to CrusadeChannel.com/go. I want to go back to my statistics here on how the Corona Doom gene therapy mutilation schedule is killing thousands of people across the world. So the headline is death rates skyrocket in Israel following Pfizer experimental COVID vaccines. And if you go to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Health Defense, you'll see Israeli Health Ministry, Pfizer vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly than the disease itself would have killed. And it also has killed 260 times the amount of people under the geezered age that the Corona Doom supposedly, not factoring in comorbidities and all that we've been talking about for a year, would have killed. The findings are this. Now look, you can see the death rate is 5.5% for being vaccinated. The reinfection rate is 21%. Why in the hell are people... Does anyone go line up and say, can I get the polio vaccine? And then 2 years later go like... Hey, dude, what's wrong? You got to write on a chalkboard that you got polio. Isn't the point of a vaccine that you don't ever contract said malady or disease? I will tell you that the only vaccine I've ever subjected this carcass to, bless you, Mrs. O'Connell. What disease do you have? Is that COVID-19, COVID-21? Is it SARS, MERS? What is it?
Pollen in Louisiana.
Oh, pollen-19. Look, just for poops and giggles, let's call your sneezing a disease, pollen-19. Why not? Everything else makes you sick. Oh, folks. You got to see the explosion of soy boy loser boys.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Out on the World Wide Web. Well, I'm not going to Texas. If Abbott is not going to make people wear masks and they're going to have 100% open, then I'm not going. To which people in Texas are going like, hell yeah, we should have done this a long time ago. Will this stop you idiots from California moving here now? Oh, I can't wait for Austin, Texas to revolt. And you go, well, you can have your stupid mask. You can be maskless over there in Amarillo and, like, you know, in the South, where they're in Midland and, like, Odessa, Texas. Who cares? But we're having masks and social distancing forever. Pass the soy, please. Miniature, please. You're not allowed to talk like that on the radio anymore. On this radio, you are. They have three sources of information besides the emails and adverse event reports they received through the internet. This is the Health Ministry Freedom of Information. Dr. David Hervé Seligman works at the Emerging Infectious and Tropical Diseases Research Unit, Faculty of Medicine, Aix-Marseille University, Marseille, France. He is of Israeli Luxembourg nationality. He has BSc in biology from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and has written over 100 scientific publications.